Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It was tragic, like all the other events that have happened related to gun violence. However, I don't think Americans should lose sight of the fact that the majority of gun owners are law-abiding citizens. And we should be more aware of what the government is doing, for example, aiding Al-Qaeda and terror groups in Syria, which are committing atrocities. And that's something that should be more of a focus, because, like I said, the majority of gun owners are law-abiding citizens, and they shouldn't be penalized for the few cycles that are going out there and committing these atrocious acts.
There's a caller who says we can't allow law-abiding gun owners to be punished every time some psycho goes on a shooting spree. The Navy Yard shooting, as you might imagine, is the number one item this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with a welcome into our review of the hot hits in talk radio for this week. It's the week of September 16th to the 20th. So all 5 days have been put together, and we're going to run down all of them. Miss America and the reactions to her at number 10, Pope's comments on gays and abortion at number 9, climate change number 8, number 7, the high price of petroleum products, the Fed's bond buying policies number 6, the relationship between the United States and Russia number 5, gun policy exercised by Starbucks number 4, Obamacare and the threat of a shutdown number 3, Syria is 2, and the Navy Yard shooting is number 1. Here's host Greg Knapp talking to terrorism expert Kerry Patton about some of the misinformation being reported by the news media. What a shock about the shooting and what we seem to really know or don't really seem to know about the shooter.
We've got the NSA supposedly tracking all of our phone calls and emails, and yet this guy seemed to have all kinds of red flags. He was able to buy a shotgun a week and a half ago and pass a federal background check. And he had a badge and a new security clearance to get into the building. So we're like, wait a second, how does that happen when we're trying to be secure?
Yeah, but that's the problem, though. I think there's a lot of misreporting right now, a lot of misinformation. I don't think we truly have all of the facts, and I'll give you a great example. You know, we could be possibly, not saying we are, but we could be jumping the gun saying that he had a badge, you know, and just walked into the place. What I've been told by an investigator who's on the ground there, who I've known for years, stated to me personally first thing this morning, no, this guy walked up to the entry control point, saw the guard, pulled out a shotgun, blasted the guard in his face, grabbed the guard's badge along with his duty weapon, then walked into the facility and caused the chaos that he caused.
Very interesting, because we had heard that he had shot a security guard and stolen his gun. We had not heard that's how he got in. So that's very interesting information. And Kerry, they're still trying to determine, did he just bring in the shotgun and then take an AR-15 from one of his victims, too, that was trying to stop him? Or did he bring that in with him? Do we know?
To my understanding, that's another one of those misreports. To my understanding, the suspect never had an AR-15 in his possession at all.
Never had it at all.
Right. And see, and this is what I'm getting at with the misreporting, all right?
Yeah, that's why we're having you on.
Even what I'm saying is still not 100% confirmed. I mean, for me, I'm getting this from a very vetted, very reputable vetted source who I've known for years, who I know is on the ground over there.
Right.
But still, I mean, that's a primary source. It's not a secondary source. And therefore, there's no other sources that are coming forward besides just this one person and myself giving this information out.
Mm-hmm.
So what we need to do is we need to wait. You don't just rely on one source. You have to wait for multiple sources to conclude the same exact scenario. And what happened, what I'm actually appalled by it, to be very honest with you, is we saw so many Americans utilize social media, so many mainstream media representatives as well, go on this, I have to be the first to report breaking news situation.
We saw
it in Boston, and so many people got it wrong. And what bothers me is there was actually an American patriot who works at the Naval Yard, who was considered a suspect by name. By name.
Right.
And I mean, come on, folks. I mean, if that would have happened to myself or anybody else in America, we have the potential to ruin other people's lives by doing something like that.
Up next in a few moments on the Navy Yard Shooting. We'll have some more discussion. That's up next here on your weekly talk radio countdown.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Now that's how you spell relief.
So you're leaving that great barbecue joint in the warehouse district, and you're about to get into your truck, except there is no truck, and holy cow, it hits you. Your keys are missing, and your Silverado's been stolen. And before you go crazy over the injustice of it all, you tap your OnStar app. A soothing woman says, no problem. And before you can say that thief is going down, she helps you file a police report. Then she pings a signal that bounces 12,000 miles into space, giving her the lat and long of your truck, which she shares with police and continues to share until the joyrider's in their sights. When the officer gives the go-ahead, OnStar sends a signal that slows his speed, just as the thief is saying, what the... And it's hard to say who's more amazed by the whiz-bang, don't you dare mess with my truck technology. You, or the guy who's about to do hard time. All because you drive a Chevrolet Silverado connected by OnStar. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
Name's Mark, and this here beastly hog is Princess. Easy, Princess. Slow your roll. So how does this chopper cowboy save on motorcycle insurance, you ask? Easy. I just strapped on my savings chaps called Geico and bam. I'm saving so much, my Princess, well, she gets treated like a queen.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
The top 10 talk topics of the week. The Navy Yard shooting is the number one item on the countdown. Here's host Joe Galuski talking to military analyst Lieutenant Colonel Jeff Attiket about the security at military bases around the country.
How is it a gunman, and by the way, the second time in 4 years, how is a gunman able to kill so many people at a U.S. military installation? Obviously, something went wrong here, didn't it?
Well, it did. I mean, you've got, one, the security clearance issue, and second, you've got the issue of what you get on the installation. Why don't we have our officers and senior NCOs armed so they can help prevent these types of maniacs when they start killing people? During the Clinton administration, they took away the ability for officers or anybody to carry a gun on a military installation. And I was in the military at that time. I'm not going to tell you that I obeyed that law to the letter, because I was transporting my gun for firing purposes, so there's always exceptions. But basically, we're sitting ducks, and we saw that with the Hassan case. He just killed as many people as he wants to, and saw that with this case here with this lunatic.
Yeah, it does seem nuts to keep weapons away from soldiers on bases, and maybe the military's own gun rules help this shooter on Monday. It would be, obviously, I think you're right, about it would level the playing field. But doesn't this date back to 1992 under George W. Bush, and was reissued under Obama just 2 years ago, right?
Well, yeah, Bush had some restrictions. The Clinton administration, though, put the death knell to carrying guns on military installations, and the Obama administration, and it's been in place ever since. But, you make rules for the general principle, not for the exceptions. They were afraid that somebody might get shot with an accident, and that's going to happen. I mean, that's people die in car accidents. You know, get rid of cars. You have to look at this level-headedly. If you look at the latest CSR report, Congressional Research Service, they said in the last 30 years there's been over 500,000 people murdered in this country, and of that number, only 500 have been killed by these types of lunatics and these types of incidents, which is less than 0.1% of the total fatality. So it makes great headlines, but it's not, you know, in the big picture, it's not the vast majority of people that are murdered with or killed with the illegal use of firearms.
Background checks adequate enough for you, sir?
No, they're not. I mean, this guy, you know, he's had prior for shooting a pistol into a roof, a neighbor's roof, prior for shooting out some tires in a car. That should alone be enough to pull his security clearance. Doesn't have to be convicted of it. And because security clearances are not a right, it's a privilege. Certainly, there's a lot of information that fell through the cracks. This guy's security clearance should have been pulled a long time ago.
Now let's listen to a montage of talk radio input callers, in fact, what they had to say, what you had to say. Maybe you're in on this from the Navy Yard shooting.
What happened is, again, another tragedy, and probably nothing is going to stop this in the short term. The general background checks, what's wrong with background checks? 90% of the people are behind that, but yet these mammoth organizations like the NRA and political people are scared of their getting their job back from the election. They ignore it. I just think that's the crime. They need the background check so that someday maybe it will take a turn. Maybe eventually it might take two or three years ago. Pretty soon there will be these kind of people won't be getting a hold of guns. In this case, this guy, that probably wouldn't have stopped that a bit. But tying that in, how when 90% of the people would favor background checks, tying that in with that feeling of organizations not caring about that, and then the president giving his speech yesterday, I would have preferred done that on another day. But think about the hidden message there. They accuse him of being unfeeling about what happened. When these organizations will continue to turn their eyes away from what is happening and they can't even pass a simple background check.
Though that this shooting is very tragic, any shooting always is, right now, right after it, is not the time to talk about policies and everything. And this, you know, they should give it some time to cool down. Also about policies, you know, more registration, that's fine and great, but that is not going to stop the people who are criminals.
As a physician, I take care of cancer patients, but the whole concept is you see a symptom, you look for the disease causing it. This guy had the symptoms, the acting out and the pathology, psychiatric problems, behavior problems. But the disease is really the social pathology. I mean, I will not be one bit surprised to find that this fellow originated and was basically the result of a single mother birth, the high illegitimate birth rate, where you have children being born and raised who don't get, they're not part of a proper family. They don't get the installation of a moral code and a value system, and they don't have what's called in processing of the brain to human brain function. The frontal lobes is called executive function, where you make decisions. You sort of know right from wrong, and these people grow up as they're pathological, they're uncivilized.
Up next, we shift the focus to Syria, and maybe, just maybe, the possibility of a government shutdown may occur as the 1st of October rolls around. Think it'll happen? We'll talk about it next here on the Talk Radio Review.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Mr. Doug Steffen here, up to number two on the countdown, Syria. Host Johnny Wendell talking about the release of the UN report on the chemical weapons attack, which took place, what, a month ago now? It's been about a month.
In Syria, apparently the United Nations has found evidence that over 100 people at least were killed by chemical weapons. This has been confirmed. Who actually fired the weapons, what the weapons were, what their disposition were, that has not been entirely determined, but tests have shown that these weapons were used. And in Syria, the Syrians are saying that the agreement between the United States and the Russians securing their chemical arsenal is a victory for everybody. Okay, according to their Minister of National Reconciliation, we welcome agreements. On the one hand, they'll help Syrians get out of the crisis. On the other hand, they averted a war and removed the pretext for those that wanted to unleash one. The thing is that now that there's evidence, or color me skeptical about anything and everything that I hear about this particular issue. We're probably all on the same page that everything and anything that you hear from any official source, as per Syria, has to be taken with a Gibraltar-sized piece of salt, I think, at this point. Because it's fascinating to me that the last time I saw Americans so united over an event of war was 9/11/01, wasn't it? 12 years ago, Americans were united as the World Trade Center and Pentagon were hit by airplanes, that this was an act of war and that we would stand together in the face of this event. Well, the same thing is happening now, only it's the opposite.
Obamacare and the threat of a government shutdown, number three. Here are some talk radio callers who think a shutdown might be just what the doctor ordered.
I say shut it down. Supreme Court Justice Roberts passed a bill. He changed it to a tax bill, Obamacare, which is tyranny, because it was voted twice in Congress not to be a tax bill. Also, we're paying for Congress to go without the health care. We peons have to have. We also... there's waivers given out. 14 changes have been made. Suspensions, losing jobs. I mean, part-time jobs. Hidden taxes, 1/6 of the economy. losing your doctors. I mean, this is disgusting.
I do know that Democrats are very proud of the fact and point to President Clinton's success in balancing the budget. However, prior to the Gingrich Congress and that government shutdown, when you looked at the budgets that President Clinton was presenting, the five-year, 10-year budgets, none of those contained a balanced or surplus budget. They all contained deficit spending. So the government shutdown is what it took to bring the Democrats to the table to actually address the issue of spending and to consider cutting growth in government. And so I don't want to see a government shutdown. However, what scares me much more is the unfettered growth of our debt, because there will come a point in time in the future at which interest rates will increase. And at that point, the cost of servicing the debt is going to greatly increase. And that will really hinder the government's ability to spend money on important programs.
Starbucks and Russia are in the focus next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
With the well-known shortage of availability in guns and ammo, the question is, will food and preparedness items be next? Now, at ProStoresDirect.com, buy a 32-serving bug-out bucket, and you'll get a prime assortment of Mountain House survival food entrees, including favorites like chili mac with beef and spaghetti and meat sauce, all made with real USDA meat. That's enough food for one adult for a full week, all for just $75.99 with free shipping, delivered in a handy resealable bucket that'll store for up to 25 years. Pro Stores Direct has a huge selection of family-sized food units, too, right up to military-grade number 10 cans. And we'll give you great deals on new military first aid and surgical kits, portable water filters, heirloom seeds, and all your bug-out gear, always with free shipping to the lower 48. Be ready for any challenge with food security for your family at ProStoresDirect.com. ProStoresDirect.com, your first stop for preparedness and survival gear, and proud sponsor of the free media.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
It's time to get healthy, and your first step towards a healthy lifestyle begin at the Healthy Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center in Nashville. Get your free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com and join us for Tennessee's most comprehensive health, fitness, and nutrition expo. There's over 100 exhibits with information and services to help create a healthier life. Also, more than 25 health screenings, cooking demos, and the latest fitness trends. Plus, visit the Longevity booth. Get free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com. There's prizes all day on the stages and at the booths, like fitness memberships to an area health club every hour. The Healthy Living Expo, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center, Nashville. Get free tickets for yourself, your family, your friends, and everyone you know at thehealthylivingexpo.com. Get to the website now, because tickets are $10 at the door. The Healthy Living Expo, your first step towards a healthy lifestyle. There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at HempUSA.org.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Welcome back to our Talk Radio Review. Check it out at talkers.com, by the way. Information on News Talk Radio for the week ending Friday, the 20th of September, at number 4 in the countdown. The gun policy at Starbucks. Here's host Bruce St. James, along with Pamela Hughes and Mike Russell, talking about that very thing.
I want to admit that I must have missed something along the way. When did Starbucks become the latest version of Chick-fil-A?
What do you mean?
It is not a business. It is a political stand. Whether you go there or you don't go there, or you go there to protest, or you go there to protest the protesters. Here's why I say that. Howard Schultz, I guess what you say, they put out a memo?
He's actually written a letter that's going to be published in newspapers.
Okay. Here is the contents of that letter, at least Howard Schultz explaining it.
Well, I think it's very important just to start the conversation by framing the fact that Starbucks is not a policymaker, and in fact, we're not pro or anti-gun. However, we do believe that guns should not be part of the Starbucks experience. And as a result of that, of making that decision, we are respectfully requesting that those customers who are carrying a gun just honor the request and not bring the gun into Starbucks.
We're asking you nicely.
So yes. They're not banned?
They're not banned.
Okay.
Because they could do that, could not they? They could put a sign up that says,
no weapons
allowed, and they could do that, but they're choosing not to. They're just asking you nicely not to do it. But apparently this is a bit in response to some comments he's made in the past where a bunch of gun people showed up and stood around at Starbucks. Like that happened with the Chick-fil-A thing. When I saw this, sadly, the way our culture is today and the way people project politics onto everything, I assumed that the minute that he came out and said, Starbucks would really appreciate if you didn't show up and with your gun, that all the gun nuts would show up and stand around Starbucks. And like Mike and all of his hunting buddies would show up
yes.
in full camo
mm-hmm.
with 30-06s strung over their shoulders and would have a pumpkin spice latte.
We leave those in the truck.
You don't care.
Sidearms.
But you would carry
sidearms. Yeah.
But I mean, we've turned dispensing coffee into a political movement.
Well, Starbucks has done that quite a few times. I mean, they've taken a pretty strong stance on gay marriage. They've taken a lot of different political stances.
Obamacare
in the
right.
past.
Yeah, you're right. Good point.
But what they're saying is what sparked all of this last month, the company closed down a store in Newtown, Connecticut.
Close the store.
Yeah, they closed it down for the day because some gun right activists had planned to hold what they called a Starbucks Appreciation Day.
Of course.
And the store was right near the school. And they said, you know, we're not comfortable about this. They don't want to go on a flat-out ban because they say they don't want to put their employees in a position of having to monitor this and having to say, sorry, sir, you have a gun. We can't give you your pumpkin spice latte.
Mm.
They're just saying, we're asking you respectfully. This is our wish. Please don't do it because a lot of the customers and the kids that have been in Starbucks, which is a whole different discussion, are uncomfortable when this happens.
U.S.-Russian relations. Number five on the countdown. Let's go to our affiliate WDEL in Wilmington, where host Alan Ludell talked to Tal Kopin from Politico.com about Senator McCain's attempt to respond to Vladimir Putin's New York Times article by sending his own article to the Russian newspaper Pravda.
Arizona Senator John McCain pens an op-ed response to Russian President Vladimir Putin's article, which appeared in the New York Times. Problem for McCain, it did not appear in a Russian newspaper of similar stature in that country to the New York Times. You could say the wrong Pravda. Was it confusion on the part of McCain's office, or did they try to get in multiple media in Russia?
So what happened is John McCain sort of made a remark after Putin published his New York Times op-ed saying, I'd love to publish an op-ed in Pravda in Russia. It appears that he was referring to a newspaper that was published by the Communist Party from 1912 called Pravda, which went away after the fall of the Soviet Union but has been rekindled by the current Communist Party. Foreign Policy magazine actually reached out to Pravda.ru, which is an English language and Russian language and actually Portuguese website news outlet in Russia, but doesn't actually distribute a newspaper, and it's questionable as to whether they're connected to the original Pravda, and they're the ones who accepted this article. So McCain's people say that they submitted it to both Pravdas and hoped both would run it, but in fact the one that ran it is this website that was only founded in 1999.
Well, indeed, one can go to several English-language Russian websites, but the question is, do ordinary Russians access them? Was it even translated into Russian?
It did appear in Russian. It's unclear how much circulation or heft that this website has. They say that they're the second most popular English language website in Russia. They didn't highlight their Russian circulation in that post. And they actually posted this week defending their connection to the original Pravda. They say that both are legitimate successors to the original, but in terms of circulation and cachet, it's not clear if that's the case.
So overall, tell us what McCain said.
McCain wrote a very critical takedown of Putin in Pravda. He directed it directly to the Russian people and said, I'm not anti-Russia. In fact, I'm pro-Russia, and you all deserve better than what your rulers are giving you. And he sort of went point by point. Obviously, Syria came up. He's a big supporter of intervention in Syria on behalf of the opposition and rejected Putin's support of whom he called a tyrant, murdering his own people.
Up next, the Fed bond buying policy, gas prices, and climate change. You'll hear it on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Now that's how you spell relief.
If you like painting and saving, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during our four-day super sale, September 20th through the 23rd. With 40% off our great paints and stains and 30% off painting supplies, you can give your whole home a color makeover. But hurry, these savings are so super, they won't be around for long. Find your nearest store at SherwinWilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details.
So you're leaving that great barbecue joint in the warehouse district, and you're about to get into your truck, except there is no truck, and holy cow, it hits you. Your keys are missing, and your Silverado's been stolen. And before you go crazy over the injustice of it all, you tap your OnStar app. A soothing woman says, no problem. And before you can say that thief is going down, she helps you file a police report. Then she pings a signal that bounces 12,000 miles into space, giving her the lat and long of your truck, which she shares with police and continues to share until the joyrider's in their sights. When the officer gives the go-ahead, OnStar sends a signal that slows his speed, just as the thief is saying, what the...
And it's hard to say who's more amazed by the whiz-bang, don't you dare mess with my truck technology. You, or the guy who's about to do hard time. All because you drive a Chevrolet Silverado connected by OnStar. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
Name's Mark, and this here beastly hog is Princess. Easy, Princess. Slow to roll. So how does this chopper cowboy save on motorcycle insurance, you ask? Easy. I just strapped on my savings chaps called Geico and bam. I'm saving so much, my Princess, well, she gets treated like a queen.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Back in the fold here in the world of News Talk Radio, Doug Steffen with the number six item on the countdown this week, the Fed's bond buying policy. Host Steve Scott with financial analyst Jill Schlesinger. They talk about the announcement and what it means to you.
Jill, I've heard various people say shocking and surprising. Is this really a surprise?
Well, you know, a lot of traders and economists definitely were surprised by this. And I guess we really should not have all been that much surprised because, you know, the Fed chairman has said to us that he would consider pulling back on those bond purchases if economic data were to improve. And so while broadly speaking, the economy is kind of slowly crawling out of the hole, things aren't so rosy. And a couple of things that I think we should point out, you know, in the last few jobs reports, job creation has slowed down. Higher mortgage rates are starting to potentially impact the housing market. And Federal Chairman Ben Bernanke said, we should all keep an eye on the shenanigans down in Washington, D.C., because that debt ceiling could really cause a problem for economic growth.
And if you were an economic therapist, would you consider this a healthy relationship between the Fed and, you know, handing out all this money all the time to the market?
I think that we all have to listen to one another. You know what? Look, the reality is the Federal Reserve believes the economy is weak enough still that it needs help and that there will not be help coming from Washington, D.C., because no one's going to spend any money in D.C. And the best the Federal Reserve can do is to continue this relationship where it's pumping money into the economy to hopefully help the economy. Now, look, in their defense, Bernanke said this today, that since this program was launched a year ago, unemployment has dropped from 8.1% to 7.3%, and 2.2 million jobs were created overall. So, you know, there is some success. The other part of this is that it has created a little bit of an asset bubble because markets are up about 18% from that moment, and that is not necessarily the healthiest thing. Just remember this. If the economy is not all that strong, then it's going to be awfully hard for companies to make money.
Gas prices number seven on the countdown. Talk host John Broski with Greg Laskowski from GasBuddy.com. They talk about the real probability the U.S. could be oil independent within the next 10 years.
There was an article which came out on MarketWatch a few days ago. U.S. oil independence isn't just a dream. In fact, they're saying there's a good possibility U.S. oil imports could reach zero in 10 years. That would be amazing. Are you prepared to comment about that?
I think that
that's not only amazing, I think it's actually a probability.
Really?
I wouldn't be surprised. I think it could happen in less than 10 years. Even OPEC is recognizing this, and they're building in the growth in North America and specifically in U.S. production. They're building that into their long-term forecasts as well.
So how will the oil-producing countries like Venezuela and our friends over in Saudi Arabia, how are they going to respond to that when they see that there's a good possibility of a real oil glut and the possibility that the United States of America just might not need their oil no more?
Well, I think they're fairly well prepared for it because it's not something that just sprung up on us. This is something that I think we've seen coming in the last, say, 5 years or so. And more importantly, I don't think they're going to be terribly worried because whatever business they lose from the United States, they're more than likely to gain
China.
From China, exactly.
Right.
China's growth is just tremendous, and their consumption is going to increase with it.
Says here, the domestic oil production here in the United States is on track to score the biggest annual growth in the history of the U.S. oil industry. That's fabulous. What do you attribute that to? I mean, where is it coming from? More wells? Fracking? Shale? What is it?
It's mostly the boom in North Dakota.
Really?
I think that's... Yeah, pretty much. There's growth in a number of different areas in Pennsylvania, Ohio, North Dakota, West Texas, but we are seeing just tremendous growth in all of these different markets. Some of it is going to be natural gas from the shale. Some of it is going to be the Bakken fuel coming out of the Dakotas. It's just extraordinary right now, and if you really start to see what the economic impact is, you would encourage your local legislators to let it go, step out of the way, and let this be the catalyst for economic recovery in this country.
Number 8 on the countdown, climate change discussion. Here's Greg Jarrett talking to correspondent Doug McElway about this week's congressional hearing, which follows a report from the UN that raises some skepticism on the discussion.
A House hearing is underway in Washington, D.C. on the administration's climate change policies and activities. Now, this comes on the heels of a new report raising skepticism about climate change, suggesting that global warming claims have been exaggerated. Doug, what can you tell us about this UN report, which, as I understand, was sort of leaked in advance?
Yeah, that UN report comes out later this month, and portions of it have been leaked. And according to those leaks, the panel has found that some of the predicted effects of elevated CO2 levels and man-made climate change have not happened. Indeed, it's believed that the UN panel will acknowledge that surface temperatures have remained stable for the last 15 years or so. But that's not what the House Energy and Commerce panelists heard from EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy and Department of Energy Secretary Moniz.
The evidence is overwhelming. The science is clear. The threat from climate change is real and urgent, and the basic science behind climate change is simple. Carbon dioxide makes the Earth warmer, and we are emitting more and more of it into the atmosphere at a rate that has long been understood to have a material cumulative impact on a scale measured in decades, not centuries.
Contrast that with the peer-reviewed findings of a new study by the non-governmental International Panel on Climate Change. Quoting from it, NIPCC's conclusions drawn from extensive review of the scientific evidence is that the greenhouse gas-induced global climate signal is so small as to be embedded within the background variability of the natural climate system and is not dangerous. That study, which included research from literally hundreds of climate scientists and scholars, has no formal attachment to any government or any governmental agency. Greg?
Doug, what can you tell us about this morning's hearing that's been going on?
Well, they're confronting EPA Administrator McCarthy and also the Secretary of Energy on all of these issues. And this is one of the important questions that the committee chairman asked this morning about the president's proposal, which he illustrated back in June at Georgetown University, about a climate action plan. Here's what one chairman asked Administrator McCarthy.
So what we're focused on this morning is we want to know more about the plan. Is it going to contribute to higher energy costs? Is it going to raise unemployment rates? Is it going to create obstacles to economic growth? Is it going to have an impact on our ability to compete in the global marketplace?
Answers from the two witnesses were in short supply. One thing is certain, the administration is moving ahead with its energy policy that penalizes fossil fuel industries, even as the evidence of global warming is coming under increased scrutiny and increased doubt.
Up next, the Pope and Miss America. Oops. Wow. Together, that'll be fun. On the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
Doug Steffen at number 9 on the countdown this week as we move closer to number 10. Pope Francis makes some comments about gays and contraception and abortion. Christiane Amanpour talked to Father James Martin, who is part of the group that runs the magazine which conducted and then printed the recent interview with the Pope.
How do you describe his specific and deliberate use of the term gay rather than the other way, the more hostile way?
He says that at one point, someone asked me once provocatively, this is the Pope speaking, do I reject homosexuality? And he said, well, you answer me this. Does God condemn that person or love that person? You know, he says we must treat those people, you know, where they are in their situations with mercy. And you're right. He's using the term gay. In the past, popes have used very sort of antiseptic language like homosexuals or homosexually oriented, and he is choosing to use the word gay. So this is a very different way of speaking about gays and lesbians than we've ever heard before.
What did he say about women? Obviously, many of us really focus on what looks like real inequality in the church hierarchy, that women are simply banned from roles such that men have.
He didn't talk about women's ordination per se, but he said once again, which is what he said on the plane ride back from Rio, that we need a more profound theology of women. And that's very interesting. That sounds very bland. But it basically means that he doesn't think that the church's theology of women right now is as deep as it could be. He also talked about, bringing women into different roles of leadership, you know, presenting ordination.
Mm-hmm. A lot of women will be listening. And not just about ordination. You remember certainly in the last years of Pope Benedict, many Catholic nuns, many of whom I interviewed, were really almost excommunicated, not quite, but really criticized for speaking out, just speaking out about wanting equality and fairness and to belong to the faith.
I think they can expect a much friendlier audience. At one point in the interview, the Pope speaks out about people who are clinging to certainty. And he says, you know, if you're going to look for certainty, you're not going to find it, basically, that we have to live in a world of uncertainty. And it's a world of dialogue and a world of sort of reaching out to people.
Number 10 item on the countdown, reactions to the new Miss America. Here's host John Hines talking about the huge amount of racist tweeting that went on after the crowning of the first Miss America of Indian descent.
The winner of the Miss America pageant, who happens to be of East Indian descent, and she inspired a slew of racist tweets the moment that she was crowned. It's just like, come on, are we really that stupid? And I think you'll find that the answer is, yes, we are. Not all of us, not you, not me, but some of those who tweet before thinking. Here's a couple of tweets following Miss America's win. Juanina Duvaluri won Miss America. All of these with hashtag Miss America. If you're Miss America, you should have to be an American. Well, I agree with that. I think that is a good idea. By the way, Nina Davaluri is American. When will a white woman win Miss America? Ever? That was all done in caps so that you knew that. That was emphatic. Here's one. The liberal Miss America judges won't say this, but Miss Kansas lost because she actually represented American values. No, I don't think so. I mean, but that's not why she lost. Here, how about this one? Miss America? You mean Miss 7-Eleven, perpetuating the stereotype about Indians and convenience store workers. It's just incredible. How about this one? Here's another one of those tweets that came down. This is just amazing to me. It said, 9-11 was just 4 days ago, and she gets Miss America? I mean, how stupid are people? Are people that stupid? Here's another one. Miss America right now or Miss Al-Qaeda? It's incredible to me that this is there. There was one that even managed to... Oh, here. Well, they just picked a Muslim for Miss America. That must have made Obama happy. Maybe he had a vote. Here's the thing about it, is other people are reading these. And one of the neat things is, at least some of these you can find out, you know, from where they originated. But by the way, she happens to be from Syracuse. She foolishly was competing on a platform of celebrating a diversity through cultural competency. Oh, there's no room for diversity in Miss America.
So let's go through the numbers again, starting at number 10, Miss America, and the reactions to her, the person who actually was chosen to be Miss America. The Pope's comments on gays and abortion, number 9. Number 8, discussion of climate change one more time around the horn. Number 7, another oldie moldy, goody goldy, the price you're paying for gasoline. Number 6, the Fed's bond buying policy. U.S.-Russian relations, number 5. The Starbucks policy on gun carrying when you're in the Starbucks stores, number 4. Obamacare and whether or not the government ought to be shut down to get rid of it, number 3. Number 2 is Syria. And number 1 is the Navy Yard shooting. That's it. That's the overview. That's the list of top items in the world of News Talk Radio on the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, copyright 2013, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob Kay, sound and recording.
Hi, everyone. I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors. And it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission. A mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of a biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.